Welcome to your social work podcast. I am your host, Danielle. Today we're going to dive into some crucial roles that often go unnoticed. I just really want to kind of touch base on them, and we're going to shed some light, right, on these vital roles of school social workers, because we are very new in some districts. Well, maybe a lot of districts, right? So the first kind of piece I want to talk about, right, is just really understanding our role, right? And just understanding the fact that we do play a pivotal role in the education system as a whole, right? Our goal is, or we work towards, I would say rather, addressing social and emotional needs of students. And we want to kind of bridge or serve as a bridge between home, school, and the community. Okay, so our work really impacts the overall well-being of these students. So now, what's the importance of social emotional support, right? We always hear that a lot, you know, social emotional. But what's the importance of it? Well, when you look at it, we live in an era where mental health awareness is more critical than ever. And school social workers are here to provide this essential social emotional support, and we want to help, or our goal is to help navigate challenges, or, you know, help students navigate through challenges, cope with stress, and develop crucial life skills, but make sure that they're able to have the ability to maintain or to learn in the classroom, right? So we want them to be able to manage all their stress, right? Everything that's going on at home, and still be effective learners, right? Manage their mental health, have social skills, and be effective learners. So it's almost as if we're kind of helping them learn how to balance everything. So, you know, another kind of a pivotal role that we do is making sure that we help with that collaboration, right? And we work to collaborate with teachers, parents, other professionals, and agencies, right, to create a holistic support system. And we're always asking ourselves, like, how does this collaboration or this collaborative approach enhance the overall educational experience for the students? Trying to think, another kind of important role is crisis intervention and prevention. So when you just kind of look past the day-to-day that we do, right, we are often the first responders in times of crisis. I mean, so I know in my role I carry a walkie on, okay? So we navigate through providing support during challenging situations. Not tier two, right? We're not breaks. The student needs a break, but it's too, you know, tier two, tier three supports for students. And equally important, like, we also work on preventative strategies to help create a safer school environment. Another role is addressing socioeconomic disparities. Now, this is, I think, with addressing socioeconomic disparities, we try, it's a challenge, right? And a lot of districts have implemented equity teams, and I know these equity teams help with curriculum-based learning to make sure that everything's equitable. But we also help to address disparities, right, among students and help to advocate for resources. I know in my district, a lot of our schools are considered community schools, right? So there's a lot more resources. We'll talk a little bit about community schools and the resources being offered. I lean both ways. I'm on both sides of the fence, I guess you could say, about providing a lot of these resources. And there's some evidence that is out there that kind of that doesn't support having community schools, or that shows that community schools can be negative, can have a negative impact to student performance. So, but we'll talk a little bit more about that in another podcast. So another role is professional development and advocacy. So we look for, or we try to do ongoing professional development and engage to kind of stay attuned to evolving issues, right? We push to advocate for policies that will benefit students on a broader scale. So, you know, we really are, you know, not to toot our own horn or my own horn, I think school social workers are often the kind of the unsung heroes in the education system. We wear multiple hats. We act as advocates and counselors and facilitators. I know that in my everyday, my work involves understanding, you know, the unique challenges that students face, whether it's academic struggles, attendance barriers, family issues, emotional distress, right? And I have to comprehensively address these challenges, and school social workers, everybody, right? We have to contribute significantly to the overall success and well-being of these students. And we, you know, there's an importance of the social emotional support, but in addition to that importance of social emotional support, we're in also in an era of standardized testing, and that can overshadow the emotional needs of students. And we have to at times step in to fill the crucial gap of this and make sure that we're creating a safe space for students to kind of express their feelings and help them develop emotional intelligence and resilience, because I don't want to say 50% of instances, but in many instances, right, they don't have the ability to do that at home. And the impact of that type of support extends beyond them, and this can create a positive ripple effect throughout the entire school community. So that's kind of my soapbox of the everyday roles, the things that we do. We've kind of delved into the invaluable role of school social workers, and how we provide that emotional support to, you know, emotional support all the way to crisis intervention and advocating for positive change. So I hope that this episode, again, you know, just kind of shed a little bit of light on the unsung heroes, aka the school social workers, who have worked to create and are working to create a nurturing and supportive educational environment. And so thanks for listening. Pretty short podcast. Join me next time as I kind of dive into exploring the often overlooked aspects that make our social work communities thrive. Thanks again for listening to me, your school social worker.